This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Let me tell you what we've done as a culture. We've disconnected from this book. We've pulled the wire. People today say, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way. I don't want to hear that there's sin in my life. I don't want to hear that there's accountability. I don't want to hear that you reap what you sow. I don't want to hear what the Bible has to say about my personal life. After all, it's my life. Thank you. It's my business. And what I do with my life is my own business. And the Lord says, no, it's not. The Lord God Almighty says, for it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. It is His business, what we do with this thing called life. Be very careful to obey. Be very strong, be very careful to obey all that is written in the book of the law of Moses without turning to the right or left. You know what that means? Don't be distracted by the world. To turn to the right or left means your eyes go other ways other than on the Word of God. That's your temptation. And that's my temptation, to be distracted. There's so many distractions in our world to take our focus, to take our eyes off the living God. Let's bring up verse 7 if we could. Do not associate with these nations that remain among you. Do not invoke the names of their gods or swear by them. You must not serve them or bow down to them. Now here's where the tolerance issue comes to bear. Don't associate with these nations that remain among you. Was he telling them to be rude? No. Was Joshua afraid they might pick up some recipes from these people, the way they cooked their food? No. He was afraid they would pick up their gods. He was afraid they would pick up their pagan worship. And Joshua says this, don't even invoke the names of their gods or swear by them. I was trying to think of an illustration, and it just came to me. There's some humor to this, but for some of you, it may not be humorous. Some of you are sensitive to the name of your husband's former girlfriend being brought up. And some of you have either said privately or you said to other people, I never want to hear her name mentioned again. Some of you, maybe a husband says, I don't want to hear the name of your former fiance, and I don't want you to talk about him. Don't bring him up. Don't invoke his name. Why? Because the mention of that name brings back all kinds of emotions. The mere mentioning of that name invokes all kinds of other memories and negative things. And the Lord says, don't even invoke the names. In fact, if you have the King James Version, I think it simply says, don't even mention the names. Don't even mention the names of these pagan gods. Why? Couple reasons. The pagan gods, number one, represented demonic spirits. Do you remember we read in Psalms about what God's people did? They sacrificed their sons and daughters to demons. You say, who were the demons? The pagan deities. It's hard to believe, but when God's people came into the promised land, they would see the pagan worship, and they would see the Asherah poles, which were like totem poles, where they would have this idol in someone's backyard, so to speak. And God's people started worshiping that. You say, I really have trouble believing that. Why would they start worshiping the gods of the area? Just like people do in the United States of America. We worship the gods of this age.
Well, we'll continue this message tomorrow from Joshua 23, exactly where we leave off today. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same place, on Sirius XM 131, the Family Talk Channel for Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.